I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Hello there, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big world of Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and I welcome you here every Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time in the United States, and at least for a couple more weeks, it's 7 p.m. in the UK and 8 p.m. in Germany. And then at the end of the month, the other part of the world will catch up to the United States that set its clocks back just a little bit earlier than everybody else. So thank you for joining us. I would like to tell you that the song you just heard called I Am Who I Am is by the group True Trinity. And that group is Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. Again, I am Cindy Freeman, your host. You can get in touch with me if you'd like by sending me a message at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. And, of course, purposetalkradio.com is our website. At that location, there is information about our current and past guests. There are some of our archived shows there. Otherwise, you can also catch archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. If you'd like to participate in the chat today, we do have the chat room open on Blog Talk Radio, as it is each and every week we are here. When the show is over, that chat room does close and anything that is in there disappears. However, if you'd like to participate in a chat that holds on during the week, you can do that on Facebook, Echo Conversations. If you'd like to ask any questions of myself or our guest during the show today, the number to reach us is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And let's see, is there any other things that I need to be telling you? Yes, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, again, you can reach me via message, or you can get a hold of us through the website, or send me a private message through the Facebook group or the Facebook page. Those are some options. Also, if you know someone who is living their purpose and would like to share with the world how they have determined what that is, how they're attaining it, what they did, steps they took, that kind of thing, we would gratefully have you be on our show to talk about that. And it doesn't have to be anything big. It's just, are you living your purpose and that you think you are here in this universe, in this world, in this lifetime for? So what I would like to do is welcome to the show our guest for today, Dennis. Are you there?
Hi, Cindy. I'm here. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. You're up in Canada, right?
Yeah, near just west of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Yeah.
Okay. So is it starting to get spring there, or you probably have quite a ways to go yet before it gets to be spring for you, doesn't it?
Well, a little bit. It's officially spring. We had a couple of warm days, and then I knew it was going to come again, the coldness again, so we're back in a cold snap.
Okay.
It's supposed to rain towards the end of the week, so yeah, it's a midpoint right now.
Okay, yeah, we had some snowflakes show up yesterday, so and it wasn't much, but just enough to say, hey, we're not done yet.
That's it.
So anyway, okay. I know that you have a little bit of limited time here today. So what I'm going to do is, do a brief introduction, and then we'll get right into the interview with you, because I know, and let you say, talk to us some about your background right during the interview instead of doing a whole introduction for you, if that's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, as I said, Dennis is up in Canada, and for about 25 years, he owned his own company doing consumer electronics, working with VCRs, radios, TVs, things like that when they were still tube systems and much simpler than they are right now. It was a three-generation business, even though it went under four different names at various times. And then at some point in that, basically that 25-year mark, it came to his realization that that was not what he was supposed to be doing anymore, and that it was time to look to something else, get out of owning his own business, move to a different career entirely, and started working for someone else and doing landscaping work, which is what he's been doing now. And I think you had told me this was like in the 80s that you changed careers, was that, Dennis?
That was about 14 years ago.
Okay. So we're getting close to having
yeah,
two.
Yeah, 2000.
Okay. Okay. So almost the two careers being about the same length of time, or it will be by the time you retire from that, I'm sure. Okay, so with that information, I welcome you officially to the show again.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. First of all, that's a long time to be part of a family business. First of all, did you join the family business because you felt like you were supposed to at the time? Was it an expectation of your family? Or was it something you wanted to do at the time that you did it? Or was it something else?
Well, before I really got involved in it, I used to help out on weekends, right, doing deliveries or whatnot, helping out, on a Saturday, answering phone calls, this, that, the other thing. Then I finished high school, and then my father kind of asked me, do you want to, join the business full-time? And I said, sure. I enjoyed, being with the public and I knew what was going on already. So I said, sure, I'll jump into it. So I did. So
you kept working that for the most part full time then at that point, right?
Sorry?
You came into it full-time or, did you move up through the system then to where you ended up owning it?
Well, that's when my father always owned his own base store, but we opened up satellite stores, right, which I ran, right, and going back to the base and overseeing the operations there too as well. It was an experience, and it just got too heavy, in synchronicity, in the point of my life, I was going through my second marriage. I got a phone call saying. From a friend saying, Dennis, I know you're it's hard for you right now. I want you to try out landscaping. And that's, I said, well, that's perfect. That's everything nature. And so I went into it. And at first, when I started, my son was just growing up and he said, Dennis, dad. Well, he said, dad, you're doing God's work. And it's just beautifying. The earth and doing something for people that they most appreciate And I took it from there. I love what I'm doing. You know, like when I first started. Go ahead, sorry.
So did you close? Were the businesses closed, or did your family still own them, and just somebody else working them right now?
Yeah, well, we integrated the satellite stores back into base, right? And my father still holds the business, right? So he's doing it, you know, a little bit because of the nature of the beast. You know, not really too many people get DVDs or Blu-rays or anything like that fixed. You know, even the plasmas and the LEDs and the rest of these TVs, you know, they're very difficult to work on and very, very expensive. So people, you know, it's like big lighters. You know, it's not like a Zippo anymore, right, where you just refill the Zippo and you have it for decades, with a big lighter. You know, it's disposable. You just, you know, when it runs out, you just throw it out and buy another one, you know, because it's, you know, the cost of repair outweighs the value of the unit you're actually working on. But you know, so it was a losing battle.
So it's even the technology that has changed its own purpose, I guess would say. You know, as time's gone on, like you said, you know, you used to be able to just replace, you know, something that would wear out. Typically, I know in the, like the VCRs, the belts would break or the belts would wear out, so you couldn't eject your videotape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so now it's a whole lot of other things that go wrong with that. So.
Yeah, and it becomes expensive for replacement parts. You can't really. It's not component replacement anymore. It's board replacement. So it's, you know, not to get technical, but it's not cost effective to get things repaired, really.
So it's kind of like putting a whole motor into the car. Sometimes it's
that's right.
It's more economic to just get a new car than it is to replace the main part of it that makes it function. So
that's right. Yeah.
Cool. So how has you mentioned a little bit? It's being out in nature, and I know too. It's a little bit of you allowing you to be creative with a different medium than most people might consider being a creative art. When you work with landscaping, so what draws you to that? What you know, obviously at that point it was you needed a job, you wanted something more stable for your family, all of that kind of thing. But what's kept you in it now, at this point?
Well, again,
continues into it.
And you're right. It is. You know, sure. I'm set down with a set of blueprints, whatnot, and plans. The way the architect, you know, wants it finished, but as you're working with what needs to be done, either it be planting softscape or you're laying interlock or building walls hardscape, it's the way that you kind of like gotta go through challenges to make it work at the end, right? And putting it together. See, a lot of people don't see that. They only see the end result. They don't see the process it takes to get to that result, and the there are times that you need to overcome obstacles, and it's you know, problem solving and being creative to get through those obstacles, and you know, make it right, make it aesthetically pleasing, make it work per se. So yeah, it's a challenge. And I love a challenge, and it's not easy. It certainly is rewarding at the end of the day, and especially when people like residents or whatnot will say, you know, that's a great job. That's a great job, guys. Right. And it's like, yeah, thanks. This is what I do. And thank you. So it is rewarding for sure. Challenging, but rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Like I've seen, you know, some walls go up and, you know, for them to look, like you say, aesthetically pleasing, they've got to be leveled out. They've got to be, sometimes you've got to be cut and brick to different sizes just to make sure that the top level is straight and that the top is perfect, whereas sometimes you get to be a little more creative in the middle, correct?
Yeah, and you know what, when you mention that, Cindy, it's very interesting. the way we do alls, right? Not to bore you or anything, but it's kind of like life. Is you start at the base, right? And if that base is not level and it's not compact and it's not ready to accept all the stone that you're about to put it on, the wall's not going to work. Right? So by the time you get to the top, you got a lot of fixing to do, which it might be too late at that time. So you start at the base. You start at the groundwork. Right? And make sure before you start building, that ground that you're about to build on is level, is structured, and is ready to accept the material you're about to build onto it. And you know, that's a good analogy.
Right. So you wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other groundworks that you've been able to do in your life in order to know you're serving your purpose at any given time, you know, in and out of the actual career, like with your family or with your hobbies and things like that. So what's the other type of groundwork that you've been able to do over your lifetime?
All right, well, you know, as a child, as I was growing up, I was always in wonderment. I was always questioning, you know, like even before I got into kindergarten, you know, I was thinking, you know, why is the sky blue? Why are all the snowflakes different shapes? None are the same. You know, where does this wind come from? And I was always questioning. And I lay on my back and look up at the sky and watch the clouds go by, and you know, how come the clouds are different shapes and this and that and the other thing, and so I started to question. And I was always outside. And you know, again with nature, you know, with the animals, with the birds, with the squirrels, with the you know, I had pets when I was a kid, many. And you know, and it was kind of like funny where it's like, you know, you can train a dog. You can tell him to sit, shake a paw, whatever. But there are times, you know, when I noticed that if it was in a bad mood or something was on my mind, the dog would just instinctively come up to me. Or, and I found that interesting. And then, you know, if my dog wasn't around, this and that thing, I'm in the forest or whatever, and I have something on my mind, something that I'm wondering about. And it's like I get subtle signals from nature, be it the wind, be it the clouds, be it the fauna, the flora, how I start picking up on these signals, if you want to call them that. And I found that very intriguing. And so when I was growing up and I got into my teen years, I started looking into, you know, some metaphysical modalities, you know, palmistry, iridology, tarot, and then I started, you know, looking into crystals, gems, you know, whatnot, and it was fascinating. And the more I had questions that I couldn't get from books or from people, I just go outside and I'd be pondering these things, and it'd be like, well, is it kind of like this? And then, you know, I'd get a message, and it's like, oh, that's awesome. And so I'd go back to someone and share this with, and they'd say, yeah, that makes sense. I said, oh, so there's something to this. So I always held that in the back of my mind. And then, of course, I got into the business. Started getting into the business when I was 19, like full-time. And by that time, I really didn't have time anymore to pursue my ponderings and my wonderings. you know, it's 3D, distractions and deviations. And so I got married, and that's when I didn't have any time for it at all. I knew it was always there. I just didn't have time to pursue it in a deeper level. And then, you know, to be honest, then I got married, and then that started to fall apart. And I found myself in the hospital for a month. And, yeah, I had a breakdown. And so I did some more. That's when I started to research some more. And, you know, not only in a unseen, like the unseen energy per se, I started research on how, you know, the body and the brain works. I had the opportunity at the time to really, because I've already been dealing with the public for so long, which I've always loved, how I just had the opportunity and time to look into how things work more. You know, I'm always looking for answers, you know. and then I got married again. And then still in the business. And, it, you know, I was running, you know, the two stores, overseeing, you know, the base store and running my own. And again, it started to fall apart with my second. I have two children, beautiful children, which are very intuitive and connected. And everything just became overwhelming, so I just had to drop everything. And that's when I got the phone call saying, Dennis, you know, you want a job. You know, I know you, time's running out for you here. And so I started landscaping. My second job in landscaping, they, without asking, they just put me in a foreman position, which is good. You know, that's my forte, is you know, running. You know, basically you're running a job site, right? You know, you're overseeing the employers, the workers, making sure your materials are there. You know, dealing with management, and you know, again, that wasn't working because I was taking my work home with me again, like you're running your own business, you know, you're 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you need the time again, that balance that we've talked about several times in these shows. You need to balance out body, mind, spirit. You know, not take everything at home, not spend all your time on extracurriculars or hobbies, you know, and finding the time to be with your family and finding your time to find your spirituality and all those things. Is that what I'm hearing you say at this point?
Right, right. And so I left that job as being a foreman and went to a job as just, I'm just a laborer. I'm just a worker. I show up, I do what needs to be done, I know what needs to be done, they know I know what needs to be done, and I get it done. And, you know, I'm being Virgo, a little bit of a perfectionist. I, you know, this is exactly where you know, I want to be. And I love it, you know. And so it's given me, at that point, it gave me an opportunity to, yeah, do what I love, what I'm passionate for, and that's, you know, not only, see, it's kind of like I have two jobs. I've got one that I make money at, right, to sustain, and I have another that kind of like, it's, you know, it's helping people, you know, that are seeking a little bit of perspective other than their own, and sharing that with them, being open and honest, being you know, because when you live a lie, you know, you're cheating yourself, and you're not doing any good for the other person either. So because I had all of this stress off of me now, I had this opportunity to think in a more clear mind, in more clarity, for myself. And if anybody wants to, you know, approach me in regards to my perspective, then I'm here for them. You know, I'm open and honest. I'm not like some people that you know, hold their anger, do the blame game, ask to be invited to their pity party. None of that. It just doesn't work.
So it's trying, if I'm understanding you, trying to find solutions to a variety of things as they come up and dealing with them as they happen rather than holding them in or rather
That's
than
right.
holding the grudges. You try to get through them, move forward, find out what the next thing is that you're supposed to be doing.
That's right. And for a lot of people, that's difficult because you know, and again, in no judgment, they get so wrapped up in the three distractions that they forget about themselves and, you know, the quality of their well-being, per se. You know, sure, you can diet all you want and you can exercise all you want. It's having a connection to your, not to get too deep or whatever, connection to your soul being, your higher self, you know. And that's really important, because again, I missed so much when I was all caught up in all that.
So what types of things do you do now on either a daily or a weekly basis that keep you grounded?
Well, my work really, really is a good tool for grounding. You know, I work with the earth. But I'll, you know, everybody has their own techniques or manners in which they meditate. Yeah. Like I'll come home from work and, you know, the dynamic with the people that I work with wasn't happening, whatever like that. I'll sit and I'll process because I feel as though that is very important to process anything that might be considered a friction or whatnot through your daily event. Before, you know, for me, before I go to sleep, because otherwise I'll be trying to process it during my, you know, when I go to sleep. You know, I even might lose sleep over it, you know, the old expression, don't lose sleep over it. You know, process it before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll meditate, you know, I even go over things in the shower, oddly enough. And it's funny because it's a water element, which is really grounding too. And so that when I start my day, I'm good to go, you know. And like you mentioned, it's like dealing with what comes up with you at the time that it does come up, right? Don't, you know, if somebody yells at you, you know, you don't walk away feeling hurt or angry or whatever. You know, for me, I find a manner in which, and timing is very important, which where that I will go back to the initial cause source root of this feeling, and confront it. So where that it is, you know, I'm not holding on to it. I don't need to, and then at the same time. At the same time, have whoever that where that came from,
have them kind of like maybe think of that within themselves so that, you know, we're both benefiting each other. So I think that's very important, and yeah, I think that's what our life purpose is just to be here together, to grow, expand, and learn together, you know, take care of each other, in short words.
Right. Well, if anyone wants to participate in the discussion that's going on here, good time to add this in. Please make sure that you do come join us either at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and you do need to ask to join the group at the top of the page just like you do any other groups, and I'll be happy to add you in there. Otherwise, you can do that on the Blog Talk Radio / Purpose Talk Radio discussion board, also our chat room. Or you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dennis, you're welcome to be a part of that. So, with that, let's see. And then you also have your family. You have your teenagers. You have two teenagers. And I know one of the, you mentioned to me that, you know, one of the most important things for you is finding the time to be with, you know, your friends, your parents, your teenagers as well at this point. Is there some things you like to do with them that keep you grounded as well?
My children are very inquisitive as well, and it's nice to be able to share with them. You know, they get into some deep, heavy questions, and it's nice to be able to bond in that manner with them, where that they are asking these questions. And with my parents, my family, they're very supportive in regards to my metaphysical, spiritual aspect of myself, and it's great to have a good support system and to trust, you know, some of my friends, and, you know, like for me, and I think for everybody really, you got to be really careful on what you express and how you express to other people, because you don't want to scare them or shut them down or shut them off, have them feel as though that they need to be shut off from you. Working in a subtle manner is wonderful, because you can start from the ground up again. You know, like where do you want to go with this? You know, let's start at the bottom. Let's start at the ground. You know, and I'm not going to push you. You know, nobody likes to be pushed or told. And, you know, I'm here to share an offer. So if you got a question, you know, I have my truth. You know, it doesn't have to be your truth, and it will not be your truth. And my truth is not the truth. It's just, again, my perspective. And when people, you know, trust you where that they don't think that you're, you know, that they're going to play you or manipulate you, then it's nice to have that, and it's important, you know, because I'm not an angry man, and I'm not you know, a liar and a deceit. You know, I have those traits within me. We all do, right? You know, I've been called master manipulator all the time. In my younger years, you know. That's what, you know, sometimes that's what I need to do in order to get what I wanted, not what I needed, even though I you know, we all do it, to get what we need. Yet at the same time, you got to slow down and just take a breath and see it for what it is. So I think people themselves can ground us as well, where that you'll have two people and standing in a checkout line at the grocery store, and you're behind them, and you'll see one guy who gets really angry at the cashier because she didn't give the right change. All right. Do I want to be a part of that? I'm not going to ask that guy or mention to that guy, listen, I'll give you the right change or whatever like that out of my own pocket. Or are you just going to leave it alone? And the next person in front of you, the cashier does the same thing, give the wrong change. And the person in front of me would say, well, no, that's okay. This is how I'd be able to get the right change. So it's okay. Don't worry, right? Don't stress yourself over it. So the guy two people ahead was angry, and he took his anger with him, and he kind of like infected the cashier a little bit. Yet the second, the person right in front of me, gave the cashier, the reassurance that you're all right. You're human, and let me help you out with this, right? The person right in front of me is a grounded person. So, people can ground, your energy as well, right? Don't want to get too much into that. And being outside, just breathing the air, just walking in the grass, total grounding, like swimming is good. But grounding is very, very, very important, for sure. It's very important. You don't lose yourself, per se, right? You keep connected to your mind, body, spirit.
Right. One of the things that I've learned through the probably more last couple of years, when I was working with Jan, when I've, you and I have connected through the show Curious Times, in the evenings, and a lot of people there talk about grounding very, very, very often because they are very connected to spirit, universe, God, whatever choice words they have for how they get their energy and their direction of their life, And one of the big focuses is just breathing and breathing through whatever's happening in the moment.
Yeah. I've learned a long time. I get faulted on this all the time, where that I speak third person, because I went through a lot in my life. I'll just step back out of myself and look at the situation that I'm in that's really causing me a lot of friction, right? And again, this is third person, and it's looking at where you are and looking at where the other person is, trying to be objective in regards to the situation when I step back into it. That's very important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old, sometimes it's a cliche, but it's a reality too. Like you say, looking at or walking in someone else's shoes.
Right.
And being able to see life from a different direction rather than what might be right here. For lack of the better, you don't want to say out-of-body experience because that gets freaky for some people, but it kind of is. It's not me. It's what are they feeling, and try to get a perception of someone else's thoughts and feelings. And sometimes we have to ask them. We have to just say, what are you feeling right now? Because I can't figure this out, or we can't communicate till I understand that. And it makes a lot better, more peaceful world that we can live in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. This is being human. We are humans. We are not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If we were perfect, what kind of world would this be? Pretty boring.
I think you're right. I think you're sometimes those little challenges are what keep us going and keep that adrenaline rush sometimes. You know, you don't want it going all the time, and you don't want it to where you're, you know, fighting off everybody in front of you, but you're right that those imperfections and having to turn around and go, oh, man, and learn from it, and learn from it, you know, I think has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and when you mention that too, you know, it's just, you know, this is, you know this, where life lessons will be repeated until you get it. You know, they'll be brought to you in different manners. If you kind of like blow it off or whatever, you know, think back, you know. You know, the universe works in very interesting manners, and that's why, for me, I like to process it before it becomes something where that I just shove under the bed, right? Because the things I shove under the bed are always going to be there until I pull them out. You know, it's like clearing the closet, right? The closet's always going to be cluttered until you clean it out yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm learning these days. I can't have somebody else come in and pull out my stuff because they don't know what is important to me. And I don't know what's important to them, so I can't necessarily, you know, I can help somebody else sort it. You know, and say, what's this for, or that kind of thing, if it's not obvious. But you're right. We can only do our own work.
Right. Yeah. And this is, this is what it is. You know, you can't, you know, this is where people put the blame game on. You know, we blame everybody else for the problems. They blame everybody else for the clutter. It's like, wow. Really? Look at yourself. This is no judgment, you know. I'm not judging you. This is just an observation, right? You know, I'm not saying nothing on you. I'm just saying maybe you might want to look at this, right? Maybe you might want to open that closet door and actually take a look instead of just opening it quickly, throwing everything in, and closing it fast before everything falls out. You know. I love being human.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there anything else you wanted to make sure you shared with us today?
Well, yeah, you know, there's a few. I think one really big thing in regards to how we can really change things within humanity. You know, one little baby step at a time. You know, like dropping a little tiny pebble in the ocean and the ripples go across, you know, the ocean, as opposed to throwing in boulders. The old adage, you know, it's you know this very well, I'm sure. It's do unto others as that you would have others do unto you. And it's simple. You know, treat others. Your fellow man, it could be your dog, it could be, you know, the squirrels in the park or whatever like that, you know, like who wants to kick a cat? That creates karma, you know, and living that way. No, not doing it as though that you feel as though that you have to and need to. It's just do it that you know, you respect and love the one that you're interacting with. You know, and appreciate for who they are, regardless of the decisions that they make. Right? This is living unconditionally. And it's difficult. It's just another one I would just before I called in, I was just thinking, too. All these analogies. I tend to work in analogies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and smell the roses. You know, why do you think somebody came up with that? It's because everybody's rushing past the rose garden. Stop. Be still for a moment. For a moment. You know, and smell. Appreciate what, you know, what life is. Oh, I can go on and on. It's like, you know, I wrote a story. Not a story, but a few things that ran through my brain one time when I was in the hospital. And it was like, it's like life is like a river. You know, it could be a stream, it could be a brook, it could be a river, whatnot. You know, do you want to ride the rapids? Well, be prepared. You know, do you want to ride in a canoe? That's fine. Do you want to sit in a speedboat? Okay. Right? Just know where you are. Right? And, you know, and at times, you know, it's like stopping smelling the roses. It's like, you know what? I can take my canoe and I can pull it off to the bank and you know, with whomever is with me in my canoe, we can sit down and we can have lunch and we can watch all the speedboats and canoes and sailboats and yachts and everything go by down this river. And then we get back into our canoe and then we just paddle along. You know, it don't make life rough because you're doing it to yourself. Anyway, if that makes
sense. Yep. Yeah, it does. I mean, there's a song that talks about life being the river, too. You know, yesterday I was sharing with a friend. She was talking about her husband being ill. And I said, what came to me was that, and she's got animals, and she's got plants, and she's got all these things around her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I said to her, I said, let the animals, just like you said at the beginning, you know, let the animals comfort you. Let them give mm-hmm. you the peace. Let them take that on if they want, because they, mm-hmm. they do seem to know. I've seen, you know, the scientists that talk about the plants and, you know, you get two different groups of plants, and the one you talk nicely to it. And the other one, you tell it how ugly it is, and it's brown, and you don't want anything to do with it. Yeah. And even a plant will wither under that kind of energy.
Yeah,
so
you know. Sorry, go ahead.
You know, so if, you know, something that to some people is that small, which it's really not, can show us how we should be treating each other. I think it's something we need to pay attention to.
Yes. Yeah, when we do our plantings at work, you know, we'll joke, you know, we're jovial. And, you know, one worker would be mishandling a shrub or whatnot. You know, another guy would say, you know, plants have feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know this too.
Yeah. So do you handle your plants differently? Just curious, you know, since we're talking on that, you know, then maybe some other people might.
I love my plants. You know, whenever I do, even the plants around the house, doesn't matter. You know, at work, you know, for the most part, I'm the water guy, and I make sure that the plants stay alive. And yeah, I talk to my plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not out loud.
Right.
You know,
but you give them the energy.
Yeah, you know, and you know. And I know that as long as I can keep them sustained until they become rooted, right, where that they can self-sustain, right? With, you know, be it without a drought or not, that they'll, you know, that they'll be good. And that's what plants do for us. They bring us a smile on our face, right? And, you know, joy, if you want to call it that, whatever, you know. You know, we love our plants, and it's important. You know, it's important to do. It's you know, it, it, it if you walk out of your house and you're in a bad mood and you just had a fight with a member of the family and you walk out of the house, you can probably pick that up.
Right.
You know, and again, it might seem so insignificant to you, but, you know, not to get too much into the talk of energy and this and that and the other thing and how we project it. Like humans are, you know, I'm sure we're 70% water or whatnot or whatever the percentage is, and our brains are you know, our synapses and axons are all electronic, like electricity, you know. That's energy. What do you think the sun's light is? That's energy.
Right.
You know, everything that you see around, everywhere, 100%, is energy. You know, I don't care if it's a chair or a book. It still holds energy. It comes from wood. Where do you think wood came from? A tree. You know, which grew, you know. I don't want to get...
Right, and it goes back to where your first career was almost. Like you say, the energy there, you know, and learning to hardwire some of those things to make them work properly. And, you know, since you are so much in analogies, it comes back to letting your body, mind, spirit be wired the way that it should to act properly, because if you've got, you know, broken wires for the emotions or, you know, a split bulb, whatever that might be, you know, to you, it's not going to work, and it's going to shortchange itself or whatever.
Yeah, short circuit.
Yeah, that's the word
I
want to
call it
in
the business, we call it a cold solder joint, and you got to go back in there with the soldering iron and re-solder it to make it good again. So, yeah. Maintenance.
Right,
and
that's what I think our personal groundwork is, whatever that, however we choose that, you know, whether it be walking in nature, whether it be sitting with the animals, whether it be meditation or prayer or writing or whatever each person might have. I think it's important that we all find something to ground us, to be able to think, what is our purpose, what is our life, and what are we supposed to be doing?
Right.
And that's what I think this is all about. So.
Yeah, it's very important.
I know you've got just a couple of minutes here. I don't know if you want to let people know how to get a hold of you if they'd like to. I think you've only got the Facebook page. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just a simple guy. Just the Facebook page that I rarely go to, but I do go to it. If I see a message come up, I will address it.
Okay. Say your last name, Dennis. I was going to make a mess out of it.
Not too many people get it right. It's Deitch.
Deitch, okay. And that's Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, and the last name, D-Y-C-H-E. So if anybody would like to reach him, you can do that through Facebook. Or if you'd like, you know, if you're not on Facebook, please get a hold of me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, and I'd be happy to pass the message on to him as well. So, all right. Anything else you want to wrap up for us here today?
Well, no, I just, I love sharing this here now with all of my fellow humans. Love you all, and you know, be well, take care, and dream well. You know, and you know, if you want to talk, I'm always here. You know, I don't turn nobody down.
Great. Thank you very much, then. I will let you go catch your other appointment, and I'm going to pass on some affirmations and some other information to folks here as we go on. And
thank
I
you.
Wish you, if you celebrate St. Patrick's Day or whatever your other appointment is for today, please do it safely, whether it be you, Dennis, or our audience. Please make sure that safety is your first factor of today as you do that. So
safety is number one.
Right. That's right. Have a good day then, Dennis. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, enjoy yours.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. You got a minute?
Well,
I just missed our guest here. I'm bringing this caller online.
Thank you for inviting me to take part in a wonderful event. It was great to connect with some long-time friends. And
I think we'll put them back on hold here because I think they're talking to someone else right now. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? You're on Purpose Truck. Yes, I am.
I didn't get one.
Yes, someone did. Yes, you did, folks. Yes, you did. But that's okay. I'll put you back on hold. Because our guest did just leave, so that's okay. Thank you for listening today, and I'll put you back on hold then. All right. Okay, there we go. If you do hit one when you're on the line, it will have me pick up the line, I promise you, because it shows on my switchboard that you have done so. So what I think we'd like to do for our affirmation today to leave you is that I am grounded in all I do with body, mind, spirit. The affirmation, I am grounded in all I do in body, mind, and spirit. And as we had discussed today, you know, that does mean looking at the plants, the people, the situations around you in your life on the day-to-day basis. It means looking at your day and saying, is there anything I need to do to forgive, forget, make better what has happened in my day? And at the same time, for those things that have gone well, to say thank you to universe, to God, to spirit, to those around you. Every day, those in your family, those are your friends. It's important to keep those connections and not just live on your own. As Dennis said, you know, if you focus on just your own life, it's going to be very lonely. You know, we have other people around us to help keep us grounded, to sometimes bring to our attention that something's just not right and we need to go back and examine what's happening. I know for myself that, you know, if I don't eat right, my emotions get all messed up. And sometimes somebody's got to say to me, excuse me, what did you do? Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's being around other people. Sometimes it's not sleeping properly. All those things are required to do and be a part of grounding in our lives. You know, some people work, some go to school. And we do have a variety of situations around us and a variety of people that we interact with. And some of them can push our buttons because we don't understand them. Or we don't know what they have been through in the day either. You know, you could look like somebody. You could act like somebody that in their past just didn't connect with them properly. So it is important that if we as individuals find ways to breathe, to ground, and to be, then it gives us the opportunity to better interact with everything else. So I wish you grounding today and always. As I say, anyone, it is St. Patrick's Day, and those who celebrate St. Patrick's and a couple days St. Joseph's for the various spiritual denominations, for those that are in Lent, and needing to learn to clear out and forgiveness and all those kinds of things, you have those available, and those are wonderful things and ways to look at your life at this time of year with a lot of the spiritual denominations. And I know for me, even though, you know, I don't practice the religion that I was brought up in, it still is a wonderful time for me to look back and start clearing out some of the things that I have gone through over the year and to find a new way to deal with them. I would like to let you know who's coming up in the next couple of weeks. We have got a full slate. Last week I said there were a couple of openings. Well, guess what? They're not open anymore. So next week we have CPA, Lori Ziegler. She will be in the house and talking about some of the things that we can do to organize ourselves, organize our paperwork and things for taxes. The next week will be Kathy Clegg. And honestly, I'm not sure what she's going to totally talk about except possibilities. And learning how, again, we can find our way to anything being possible if we stay focused. After that, let's see, we have Nina Thompson Ventinari, and she's gonna have to tell me how to say her name correctly too. Then we have Charlotte Foley Phillips and her daughter. And they work on self-discovery in an artistic voice. So there's a couple of artists. Gina is a musician and artist as well, and Charlotte's more on painting and photography. And she's done some stuff that she wants to talk about, finding the path. And let's see. So she'll be there. After that, we have Jillian Clark, who will be here talking about cancer and staying, doing some things that you can help if you are diagnosed with cancer or going through treatment, or if you know people that are and how you can help them get through those times, those tough times, with her organization called Chicks for a Cause. And then after that, we do at this point have scheduled Andrea Scott, who is a coach as well. So we have got a full slate, and there's several people I've talked to this week that are wanting to go into May. So that is awesome. With all these great people here coming on the show in the next few weeks, if you are a business or a person who would like to get your message out of purpose living to the public, to our listeners, there is an opportunity for you to sponsor our show. And if you would like to do that, you can get a hold of me again through the website. And there is a sponsorship button, so you can get a hold of us that way. And you can sponsor one show a month, quarter, whatever you might like. We do only have two sponsors on any given show. So please, if you're interested in doing that, get a hold of us. I think that's pretty much, as I said, our website is Purpose Talk Radio, PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. I am Cindy Freeman, your host, and can be reached at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. I don't see any questions or comments in our chat room or on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. However, if you do listen to this show in the archives, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group is always open, and pretty much for the next week until I put up the next show, there is that discussion thread from this week that stays up at the top of the page. One of our guests over there, Sharon Hinckley, who several of you have heard, she comes on periodically and helps out doing some posting over there, said one of her favorite sayings is from Janet Bray Atwood. It says, "I want for you what you want for you," be ending this show. You know, as we all look toward living our purpose, I do want for you what you want for you. The show offers opportunities for people to share how they have gotten and served their purpose. And it is for you to be able to have your purpose served as well, and for you to find out what yours is. We're always here with questions, comments, and you're welcome to send those off to us. But no matter what, you're the only one who can find out what your purpose is for you. Nobody else can live it for you, and nobody else can discover it for you, because it's yours. It's your unique path. So as we close with our song, I Am Who I Am, I think that's a good way to do it, because we really are who we are as individuals, and who we are uniquely living our path in this world. So that song, I Am Who I Am, is by True Trinity. Jane Clark, Rachel Martinez as myself. And as we close with that, I wish you all soul blessings until next Monday. Thank you for being a part of Purpose Talk Radio and living your purpose.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.